Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, as always, watching Monday Night Football as we record Monday, October 4th. I was thinking we should get music. We really should get music.
We talked about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
I'm not very computer savvy, so I don't know how to do it. But, yeah, so today's the 4th. Yesterday was the last day of the Major League Baseball season. The AL wildcard starts tomorrow. So for that, and just to talk baseball playoffs, we brought in our guy, Jacob Caldwell, who hasn't, it's been a couple years, I think, since you've been with us on the show, my man.
It has. Thanks, guys, for having me join. I think I haven't been on since you left me alone here in Scottsdale, Jake.
Is this the first time we've, like, talked, like, not this through Snapchat?
I think that's a fair bet. It's been a while since I've heard your voice.
Dude, well, next spring I'll be down there in your pool for spring training.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
For sure. Yeah. Do you want to start with the AL or the National League?
I'll let you talk about how awesome your Giants did this year after everyone thought they were going to lose 100 games.
Let's talk about it. And I honestly could ramble, so feel free to interrupt me, either of you. But Fangraphs projected the Giants to have like a 0.8% chance of making the playoffs this year, and they won 107 games. How insane is that?
It's pretty nuts. I mean, yeah, I remember looking at the Giants, and I just assumed like it would be like the last 3 or 4 years have been. It's like, oh, well, we're just, you know, going to let the farm system build up and try to get some picks. You know, maybe we trade Brandon Belt away or something, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was like, I don't want to say a Lester-like season because it wasn't, but it was very shocking.
Yeah, so 2016, we lost to the Cubs in the division series and then haven't been above 500 since. We were 500 exactly last year in the shortened season. And then the Giants, that's the most, with Willie Mays, they never won 107 games. With Barry Bonds, they never won 107 games. And the Dodgers won 106 and didn't even win the division. And the Padres wet the bed, which was fun.
Yeah, that I thought they were supposed to be good this year. It looked like they were going to be good, and they had a good first half of the season.
I feel like Padres fan, I don't know what the AL East equivalent would be. Maybe the Blue Jays or the Rays, but like they're just so arrogant. And they were talking about how they were the Dodgers' biggest rival this year. And they didn't beat the Dodgers since like June. That was like they were like 4-15 against the Dodgers this year. It was pathetic.
Yeah, they really fell off. I also can't believe that it took until game 162 for you guys to actually lock up that division. So while I'm biased and think the AL East is the most competitive, which it still probably is with four teams vying for a playoff spot up until yesterday, like 107 and 106 games, I feel awfully for the Cardinals that have to play the Dodgers on Wednesday.
I know. Yeah. Well, yeah, the AL East, because Toronto could have made it. Boston, New York, and Tampa Bay all did make it, which is insane. And yeah, the Giants and Dodgers got to play the Rockies and the Diamondbacks and stuff, but it's pretty unreal because we were ahead, the Giants were ahead at the trade deadline by like a game and a half or two games or something like that. The Dodgers got Matt Scherzer and Trey Turner and we only lost a game on them since June. And like they were ahead in the division, but for like a day in August. And ever since then, we were ahead of them. And the Giants in like the last 30 games, they were like 23-7 or something like that. Like both of them were winning at just unbelievable paces to keep up with each other. It was honestly one of the best, Matt was saying, one of the best division races probably in history. And I've seen a few like actual baseball writers say that as well. Just 106 and not winning the division is insane, which I've said insane before, I know, but
it's got to be like one of the best races, I imagine. I can't think of another time they both would have won that many games.
The Giants in 1993, they won 103. And that was before wild cards. They didn't even make the playoffs because of that. But that was the only other, and I don't even know if the Dodgers were at 104, but I think it came down to the last game. But yeah, so three more games than that to win the division, it's wild. Baseball's a crazy sport.
Well, also going, this might be a little bit of my recency bias, but can you guys think of a team that had such lowly expectations as the Giants and perform that well. Like even winning their division, not even winning 107 games, but just going from, like you said, of what was it, a 0.8% chance to make the playoffs, and then they have by far the best, I mean, I guess by one game, mostly the best record in baseball.
Yeah, they had the best record for like over, as close as it was like over 120 days or something. They had the best record in the league, I think. I can't think, like, Oakland makes the wild card game, but I feel like that's expected of Oakland at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a baseball team that has done it. I mean, like I talked about Leicester briefly earlier. There's been a couple probably college football teams you could talk about, but not a baseball team.
No, baseball, I feel like, because it's so long, over 162 minus injuries, like the best teams usually. And it's like Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, like all their old guys had like career years, which is like so unexpected just because it like popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, when I was reading about the Giants today, I think the word that the article I was reading used was a ragtag group of veterans put together a phenomenal year, and I thought that was funny.
Yeah, well, people, I'm obsessed with Buster Posey, but a lot of people in San Francisco were excited for Joey Bart, the catching prospect we have to come up. Brandon Crawford and Brandon Belt have both been, quote-unquote, on their way out of San Francisco just because this was the last year, and Crawford played so well, he's going to get some MVP votes. He's not going to win it. It'll probably be Tatis Jr., but like well enough to get a few votes. They signed him to an extension. Brandon Belt will make a big contract this offseason, hopefully with the Giants. And those guys haven't had these kind of years since like 2014, 2016, when they were actually competing for the World Series the last time.
Yeah, I think we'll get into this when we start talking about the AL East, but as happy as I am for you, I'm equally pissed off because your team can pull that out of their hat, but I've got a team full of all-stars in their prime and we can barely scratch out a playoff spot in New York.
Yeah. I mean, we can just go there right now. Honestly, I don't want to bum you out, but shouldn't New York be a lot better than they are, and especially better than Tampa Bay?
Well, you know, what's funny about it is I've complained all year long, and I think rightfully so, about how this team's played, just mismanaged. The guys, for the most part, didn't live up to their expectations with the exclusion of a couple, but they were supposed to be much better. However, you look at their record, and I think they finished with 93 wins. And like when I was looking at my predictions from the beginning of the year, I think I said that they were going to get like right at 100. And so while I feel like it was a major disappointment, they were only seven games short. So the Rays kind of overperformed again, which I continue to not know how, as their lineup just, it doesn't scare me until they destroy the Yankees like the last 3 years. But then you have the Red Sox that kind, not on the same magnitude, but pulled kind of the same thing the Giants did this year. And nobody thought the Red Sox were going to make the playoffs. They were supposed to suck, probably finish fourth. And they end up finishing tied with the Yankees, technically winning as they're hosting the wild card game tomorrow.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, and I don't have this memorized, so I might be off, but they lost their top three starters from a year ago, and either to injury or trade or free agency, their shortstop and their catcher, like something crazy like that. And they still have like one of the best bullpens in the league. Their best player might be that shortstop or the Adames or whatever, the prospect guy who came up and is just murdering baseballs this year. They got Alex Arena, who I love.
He's going to probably be rookie of the year, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's honestly insane. Everyone talks about Oakland as Moneyball, but I think Tampa Bay's doing like that, what Oakland does better than Oakland just over the last X amount of years. You look at what they've been able to do.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to admit it because it's a team in my own division, and I'm starting to hate the Rays the way they've treated the Yankees the last few years. But Kevin Cash has been a phenomenal manager, and what he's doing down in Tampa is special. Now, what I hate is their fans down there just don't deserve it because they can't fill that stadium to save their lives. So it's definitely a shame because you'd love to see a team, especially more small market like that, be supported when they're having such a good run. But I don't know, man. I've got them going all the way to the World Series this year. I think they finally get over that hump.
And do you have them winning it?
I do. I don't know. I didn't know how you wanted me to get into my predictions, but I do have the Rays defeating the Giants in seven games.
You know, at least you don't have to be, we can just work our way backwards. I, or we can start the AL. Who do you think will... Let's just start, because the Rays will play either Boston or New York. I'm assuming you think New York will win that game.
I have the Yanks winning on Tuesday. With Garrett Cole on the mound, he's had two bad starts in a row. I don't think he's going to make it three. This is why they paid him $350 million. Judge and Stanton have extremely hot bats right now. They were able to stay healthy all year long, which was the one really bright spot for the team. So I have the Yanks pulling it out tomorrow night in Boston. But then I think the Rays win likely in four games, maybe five, if the Yanks really get hot. But I don't see the Yanks overcoming that hump. So yeah, I've got the Rays going to the ALCS.
I agree with you. I think I was telling Matt, my betting philosophy with baseball is just I wait for either Garrett Cole or DeGrom when he was healthy and just bet the run line like -1.5. And it usually works out pretty well for me. And Garrett Cole, like I said, won me, when I say a lot of money, I'm talking like $30 probably over the years. So not a whole lot. I think the Yankees will win. I think it could be closer than five, but yeah, I think the Rays will ultimately win that series. Matt, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I mean, I'm like you where I paid more attention to the Giants in the National League, but I don't know. I will say, you know, as good of a season the Rays have had, I feel like the playoffs are when is when it matters. You have stars, especially as pitchers. And, you know, I think the Giants at the top, at least, have the better pitchers. So I would be inclined to give the Yankees a better chance than it sounds like you two guys are.
I think it'll be a close series, like six-ish in that range.
DS only goes to five games, doesn't it?
I think it has to, yeah. Well, just because it's a division series, so if nothing else, the Yankees will have too much pride to get like swept or losing five, I think. I think it'll be close.
Well, I mean, I think the division series is best of five.
Oh, duh. No, we're idiots. See, that's why I brought you on. We forgot. I hate myself. Yeah, you're right. That's why I brought you on, Jacob. I totally blanked that. Yeah. So it obviously could go to five. But yeah, so I think I totally lost my train of thought with that. But so I think all of us are picking the Rays, but it'll be close.
I'm going to pick the Yankees.
You're picking the Yankees?
I'm picking the Yankees.
All right.
I appreciate that, Matt.
Now, on the as far as Houston and Chicago, I'm picking Chicago just because I'm going to be in Chicago during the World Series. So if Chicago and the San Francisco both make it, I'm going to be able to go. So if nothing else, then sheer hope, I'm picking the White Sox to beat the Astros and then beat the Rays, even though I think it's more likely the Rays get there.
I like that strategy of picking, just hope for the best so that you can go to the game.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
That would be cool.
It would be awesome.
Yeah. Who do you think wins the Dodgers Cardinals game on Wednesday? Is that game the wild card game?
I've got the Dodgers in that. Max Scherzer on the bump. He's hard to bet against. I mean, take the Giants out. The Dodgers were by and large the best team in the league, kind of matching expectations going into the season. So I think it might be a crazy game, honestly, because the Cardinals just are coming off that 17-game win streak and have been extremely hot. And one of my favorite things about baseball, kind of like Matt, you were saying, just you kind of ride the hot wave and really anybody can win. You just need to get into the playoffs. And so it's a team like the Cardinals that comes out of nowhere on a real hot streak. And who knows, maybe they surprise some people and knock the Dodgers out. I know that would make you incredibly happy, Jake, but I think the safe pick here is the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'd be stoked. It's just hard to pick against the Dodgers because they got Scherzer, who I think should win the National League Cy Young. And then let's say even if he has a bad game, their bullpen's going to be on 3 days rest. They got Canley Jensen, who I think either him or Hader's probably been the best closer in the National League. And I might be off on that because I'm not paying attention to like deep diving reliever stats, but. Like, plus they got, even if Max Muncy doesn't play, they got Mookie Betts, they got Chris Taylor, Corey Seager, just 1-9 in their whole lineup. Trey Turner, Justin Turner is unbelievable. So the Cardinals got, with Aaron, I can't believe the Rockies gave up Arenado, honestly, still. I think, not to get turned around on the Rockies, but they might be the worst run franchise, the opposite of the Rays, but Cardinals got enough to have a shot, but yeah, I think the Dodgers will win. I think the Giants will beat the Dodgers just because I'm not going to pick against that. I can't pick the Giants to lose to the Dodgers.
Yeah, you really can't. And honestly, it's kind of disappointing that you have to see the two best teams in all of baseball play in the division series and see one of them go home after that. But either way, it's going to be a hell of a series. I hope it goes to five games. I mean, for you, I hope that the Giants win in three, but more than likely we're going to see an absolute shootout if that division series lines up how we think it is.
Yeah, well, because they won't have Scherzer. So Scherzer will pitch Wednesday. So assuming he goes on normal rest, he won't be able to pitch until Sunday, which would be game three. So they'll have Buehler game one, and we'll have Kevin Gausman probably, who's our number one guy. And then they'll probably have Julio Urias go number two, who, like, only leads the National League in wins. So it's not like they have a huge drop-off. Kershaw's hurt, though. So I think game three, when we'll have probably I don't know if we'll have three, but it's going to be better than that. We got to win game three. We can get one of either the Buehler or the Urias games, and then win game three. I think we'll be in a good shot before Scherzer comes back.
Do you know what you guys, how you handled them in the regular season, like what the series record was with them?
Giants were 10-9, including winning the last series 2-1. So very tight. I think the run differential was like within three. I don't even remember which team led it, but it was like within three runs the whole series as well.
That's awesome. I love that there's a pretty high likelihood that we're going to get a huge rivalry like the Giants and the Dodgers. I'm pumped that we get the Yanks and the Red Sox in the playoffs. It just doesn't really get much better than that in October.
Yeah, ESPN must be stoked because they get the Yankees-Red Sox game. And then I can't remember the last time the Giants played the Dodgers in the playoffs. I don't think since I've been old enough to pay attention, at least, that they have since like 2008 or whatever. And yeah, there's as good a, I think those are the best two rivalries. I know we're both pretty biased, but it's hard to, I can't think of another, maybe Chicago, St. Louis that matches New York, Boston, and then San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, my kind of recency bias takes me away a little bit, and I just get so drawn into the last few years, and everything honestly is a blur for me since Jeter retired. So
yeah. Now I have a few thoughts, very few thoughts on the Braves Milwaukee series, but what we have to talk about it somewhat. Do either of you have any opinions on that?
I'm going to go Brewers knowing basically nothing.
Not a bad pick. That's why I'm picking Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat there. I'm taking Brewers. I don't know a ton about them other than the fact that the Brewers are – they have like the three-headed dragon of starting pitchers. I think – what's his name? Is it Corbin Burns, I think, is their main guy? And I think he's going to win the NL Cy Young. But they had a couple good additions. Willy Adames from the Rays is their shortstop, and then Rowdy Tellez from the Blue Jays has been a nice power addition to that lineup. Atlanta, honestly – was surprisingly good. I thought with them having Mike Soroka go out early and Acuna Jr. go out really early that they were going to kind of drop off. I mean, they didn't have a stellar season. They won the NL East by winning 88 games. So it wasn't like anything crazy, but it was a very competitive division. So impressive that they made it. They did split this regular season 3-3 with each other. So it should be a pretty good series. But I think the Brewers are the better team ultimately. So I'm kind of with you guys there.
Yeah, Woodruff and Corbin Burns, or I forgot which one you said. I'm going to pull it up. Yeah, Burns is leading the National League in ERA, and then Brandon Woodruff is like right behind him. I think the Braves are good. If they were healthy, I think they'd have a much better shot. And I thought they'd win the division all year, even with their pitching injuries. And the whole team's been injured, really. But yeah, I think Milwaukee's too good. I could see that being a sweep, which I'd love to go to five so the Giants can, you know, have them be a little more tired. But I think Milwaukee will take care of that pretty easily. And then I think the Giants, again, I can't pick against the Giants. I'm biased. But they went, I think the series with the Brewers in the regular season was either tied or like the Giants won by one game. I think it was tied, though. I think it was 4-4. But anyway, I think the Giants will win that in seven, the NLCS, and go to the World Series. But yeah, I think the easiest matchup of the whole playoffs will probably be Milwaukee versus Atlanta, not to rag on Atlanta too much.
Yeah, I kind of think so too. As I'm looking down the line here, I think the Astros and White Sox will be pretty tight. I am with you. I think I've got the White Sox in five. So that'll go to a game five decision there, in my opinion. I can't, as a Yankees fan, go without saying that I hope that the Astros get swept and continue to pay for the cheating that they did in 2017. So I will happily take the White Sox in that series.
I'm kind of surprised. It sucks that the year that everyone was like booing him and fighting him and stuff was the year there were no fans in the state. I think they should have to go a full 162 game season getting hit with baseballs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was extremely disappointing. I remember right before the pandemic kind of got serious and they ended up having to continually push back the season. I remember spring training games, people, like, there were videos on Twitter every single day about fans just absolutely heckling the hell out of those guys. And I was so excited to see how the season played out, but I think they completely got bailed out, not only by the pandemic and all of that by having no fans, but also the league by not suspending a single one of them. I think there were players suspended longer for throwing at them early this year than there were for them stealing a championship in 2017.
Yeah, which is so stupid, honestly. Like, and if they would have suspended him, I think the players, they probably still would have got thrown at a little bit, but the players would have been so pissed and been thrown at him, and it wouldn't have been such an issue on the field if Major League Baseball would have just done their job.
Yeah, I'm with you there. So for that reason, I think we're all White Sox fans, unless Matt's going to go against the grain again and take the Astros.
No, yeah, I got to go White Sox on this one.
Go White Sox.
So what all do we have? I guess, Jake, you and I are Rays White Sox, and then Matt is Yankees White Sox.
Yeah, and then I'm picking the White Sox just to beat the Rays. Again, that's just pure hope, not super analytical. I think ultimately the Rays will win, but I'm picking the White Sox, trying to speak it into fruition.
Yeah, I like the subtle upset play.
Yeah, I think I've also got to go White Sox over the Yankees. Just that this point, I think they've had the better season. Winning the division, I think, means something, and not having to play in the wild card game. So,
yeah, definitely making Garrett Cole pitch an extra game than he needs to. I will say, though, the Yankees were 5-1 against the White Sox this year, and the only one they lost was the heartbreaker in the cornfields in Iowa. So I think if it's to be Yankees-White Sox, I would go Yankees, but I – again, do not think the Yankees are going to get past the Rays. So I've got the Rays defeating the White Sox in five games. I think they beat them pretty handily in the ALCS.
I honestly think the Yankees are, with when the Yankees are on, they're one of the more entertaining. I think it'd be good for baseball, not just because they're the New York Yankees, but if they made it, I think they're more entertaining than Chicago and Tampa is probably as well. That might, but I don't even think that has to do with the Yankees. I think it'd be better for baseball if it, obviously I think they want Yankees and Dodgers, but I think
they've been wanting that for 3 years now.
But no, I think any of those three teams that we're talking about, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be a little surprised if Houston made it past both Chicago and either New York or Tampa. I'd be very surprised if Boston even made it past New York, yet alone New York and Tampa. But we'll see what happens. It sounds like in the National League, we're all picking the Giants. We're all on the same page there, though.
Yeah, I've got Giants over Brewers in six.
Yeah, I think whoever wins the Giants-Dodgers series ends up winning the World Series. And I think I got to pick the Giants. So
go Giants. I will lose my mind. What's going to happen? It's probably going to be Boston, Atlanta based on.
I got to go with you guys there. I know I'm picking Rays to beat the Giants in seven, but all year long, Jake, and I think it took me, keep me honest on this, probably until July or August before I finally texted you. And I was like, are the Giants actually for real? Because for the first few months of the season, I was like, they're just riding a hot wave to start the year. Like, this is, they're being lucky to win games. There's no way they're supposed to be this good. And so I finally texted you, and they just continued to prove me wrong throughout the entire year. So it wouldn't shock me at all if they kind of rode this 107 game heater into the playoffs and ended up winning it.
Yeah, I think it was around 100 games, because you text me and you were like, I thought it was just a waiver or whatever, but it's been 100 games and they're still doing it. And honestly, I think for me, I just because I tried so hard not to get my hopes up, and I went into the season like, it's going to be Los Angeles and San Diego, but really Los Angeles again. Probably like the last series against the Dodgers when we actually won that and took a one game lead going into the last like month or whatever of the season. I was like, okay, my hopes are up. That's World Series or bust at this point. So I agree. It took me a while as well, but they just grind out wins. They got so many like different ways to win. Guys who you've never heard of, like Lamont Wade Jr., who was like a good, not great prospect with Minnesota, like before the season started, is having walk-off hits for us. They lead the league in pinch hit home runs. It's just like so many different ways to win with guys you never heard of. And I think they keep it up. It's going to be tough, both Los Angeles and or St. Louis. We actually lost this series against St. Louis, but any of the teams they play in the playoffs, there's not. I don't think the Giants sweep anybody. I think it'll be a tough road, but I think they've been doing all year what they've been doing all year they can do in the playoffs. So, and they got a good shot as anyone, but I think so if them, the Dodgers, the Brewers, Yankees, Rays, White Sox, there's six teams out of 10 where I wouldn't be shocked at all if they win. And then you can add Houston as I'd be a little shocked. So that's a wide open playoffs, and baseball is probably my favorite playoffs just because literally anything can happen. Where football, 9 times out of 10, it's a top two, like at worst, it's the number two seed who's making the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think anything can definitely happen. I'm super excited for it. I always say that the MLB playoffs are my favorite and least favorite time of year because while I'm extremely excited to watch the Yanks again, I spend probably 3 to 4 agonizing hours watching every single pitch standing when the Yankees are on the TV in October. So I'm fully prepared to have my heart broken again and just excited for another playoffs.
Dude, well, when we first started being friends was during the Yankees playoffs in 2017 because we were working together and my desk was by the TV. So you'd come over and be watching the game at work. And that's when I feel like we really started getting like really close was like when we started working together. And the Yankees were on.
Yeah, so you got to see my full-blown Astros meltdown that year. So a really positive time for you to become friends with me.
That was dumb. That was.
But I don't know, man. Well, I think it's anybody's game. I would be surprised if it was anything other than an AL East versus NL West World Series. I think if it was the Rays, Yankees, or Dodgers, Giants, like I kind of think a combination of those teams, I really feel like is going to win it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, even though I mentioned Milwaukee and the Chicago White Sox, I probably agree. Like, you can definitely narrow it down to those four.
It's funny, too, is while we kind of regard, I think we all agree that the AL East and NL West were probably the best divisions, the two worst teams in baseball came from both those divisions, and they both went 52 and 110. So I wouldn't mind seeing a toilet World Series between the O's and D-backs to see who takes the cake for worst baseball team.
Dude, that it was so nice having the Diamondbacks. The Giants went 2-17 against the Diamondbacks this year. 17-2. The Diamondbacks were 2-17 against the Giants. I just felt so bad for them.
Yeah, I went and watched them. I think it was right around the 4th of July, and they're like nobody was going to those games anymore. People were leaving super early, so I feel bad for the D-backs. They're kind of a dumpster fire.
Oh, man, I miss
Someone's got to do it, though.
someone's got to get last. Yeah, and not to get down in a prospect conversation, but the Orioles, like as many prospects as they have, they're all like field players. They don't really have like any pitching prospects, so they're – even though their farm system's like ranked really well, I don't think they're going to be good for a while just because they don't have any pitching prospects coming up who can like actually play in the majors.
Yeah, and I mean, the other really awful thing for both the D-backs and the Orioles is like the teams that are in their division are kind of, with I guess the exception of the Giants, because I think this year was a bit of an anomaly, so I don't know, you'd know better than me what their kind of future looks like, but I mean, at least in the AL East, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, they've got a lot of young talent. The Rays obviously have been really good and I think still have one of the best farm systems. So the prayer the Orioles have of making the playoffs in the next 10 years is definitely not high.
Yeah, well, the Diamondbacks have to face the Dodgers. I think this year was – the Giants are definitely going to take a step back. Just they don't have any pitchers, like starting pitchers under contract for next year. So they're going to be real building on the fly. So I'm just going to try to enjoy this season. But, yeah, New York is never going to be bad. Boston has been bad. They should be better than they are, honestly. Tampa's shown they're like a perennial contender, even no matter how they rebuild. So sucks to be an Orioles fan.
Yeah, and I think even though the Padres really underachieved this year, which is hard to say underachieved because they played with the Giants and the Dodgers, but I think that team is actually built really well. Who is they had a big pitching injury this year, didn't they?
The Diamondbacks?
No, the Padres.
Oh, well, they had a lot. Like, Darvish was hurt a lot. Blake Snell wasn't really as good as he was. I think he had an injury.
Who was their main guy last year, though, that I think he got hurt first thing? He won the NL Cy Young last year, didn't he?
I'm blanking.
I'm blanking big time. But I think that team is built really well, honestly. So I think, like, going back to our Diamondbacks conversation, I think they're just kind of screwed for a while because there's a lot of young talent on some of these teams.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Dodgers pitchers. I'm not recognizing a lot, but like all their injuries are pitchers, basically. So, yeah, I think Drew Pomeranz. Oh no, he's a reliever. He was good like in 2015. Clevinger, is that you're talking about?
Yeah, Clevinger.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have been
locked. Yeah, he was really good.
But yeah, hopefully for me and you, for our sake, it's Giants-Yankees, but we'll see what happens.
I hope so. I think we might have to make an impromptu trip if that happens and just watch the game together somewhere, even if it's not in one of the stadiums.
Oh, dude, for sure. Well, I'm a little nervous to cheer against the Yankees with you, but...
That's all right. I'll remain tame for you.
I think, yeah, we might have to make that happen for sure. We'll figure something out. Well, Matt, any baseball thoughts or any thoughts?
No. I think we covered it. It was real fun to have you on, Jacob. Someone who can cover the American League basis for us. That was good.
Yeah, I think it was perfect. You guys got the NL locked down, and I've got the AL, so it worked out really well. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Reminding us that the division series is 5 games. I always remember that when playoffs start, but forget all year.
Here, I'll go ahead and admit this for you so that I look a lot worse, but I actually did have to look that up today because I couldn't remember if it was 3 or 5. So was some research I had to do myself.
In my head, I'm thinking the NBA playoffs went from 5 to 7, and that's what baseball did. I forget they didn't. They just stayed like it's still 5 in the division series in baseball, but.
Hey Jake, real quick for you, non-baseball question. Did Florida State crack your top 25 for football this week?
I think Buffalo is closer to the top 25 than Florida State is. I cannot believe how bad they are. They should be like a top 10, not team necessarily, but a top 10 program. And they're just like the most dysfunctional thing I've ever seen in my life. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed your top 25 standings each week, and the sentiment on Florida State just gets worse and worse as we go on, so I've enjoyed laughing at that.
They are just – I'm Florida State neutral to even slightly anti-Florida State, but I just think they should be better. It's like I think college football is better when Florida and Miami are good, you know? Like they're one of the top programs in the top states in the country. I think a monkey – like – just a robot, just an average person could do better than what's happening in Florida State right now.
I'm with you. It's not impressive.
Like, if you put Winnie Wang in charge of the Florida State Seminoles, I think they
might have at least one more win.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't do worse. She'd just delegate or something, you know? All right. I had some technical difficulties, but we're back to remind you to subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars only. It's anywhere you get the podcast. Also, check out mjdoubletake.com. Do a little bit of writing here and there. Big thanks to Jake Caldwell for coming on, talking some baseball. It's been too long, man.
Yeah, guys, thanks so much for having me on again. It really has been too long. I forgot how much fun this was to do with you guys. So really enjoy the podcast and enjoy you guys having me on.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Again, baseball playoffs start. We're recording this Monday, the 4th. A wild card Yankee Red Sox, which I can't believe is a wild card game, starts tomorrow, October 5th. Dodgers and Cardinals play the 6th, and then we get into the playoffs from there. Check it out anywhere you get your podcasts. Matt, anything to say?
No, I guess we'll just talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Yep. Talk to you. We'll get back to football in a week or two. Jacob, appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks, guys.